Coming up in this special Universal Land and Sea episode, we're discussing the Cabana Bay Beach Resort at Universal Orlando Resort. From the Bob Varley Studio, this is the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. This is episode 47 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. The Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Let the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel help you plan the perfect Universal Orlando vacation, whether you're staying on site, visiting the parks, or adding on a Royal Caribbean cruise. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition, a very special episode indeed. I am your host, Craig Williams, and I am joined with, by, or around, Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Jenny Lynn Knopp.
Hello.
And back on the controls, as most of the time, Dustin T. West.
Hello!
I know, that was the most energetic greeting we've had from you ever.
It is, because this is probably the episode I've been looking forward to most in terms of the Diz Universal Land and Sea experience that we were a part of. Of course, this is day four, and we're covering Cabana Bay Beach Resort, my hands-down favorite hotel at Universal Orlando. And we'll get to all the reasons why, of course, but yeah, that's why this excitement is flowing through me, because I could talk about this place to tons of people. Anyone who is willing to listen to me, I will talk to them about this.
We know from Bay Beach Evangelist.
You're spreading the good news.
Well, we already know from the Bayliner Diner episode, I kind of have an obsession with the tuna noodle casserole. And so, obviously, that's going to make an appearance somewhere in here.
At least 50% of this show will be about the ingredients of the tuna noodle casserole.
I'm going to start talking about mouth textures. You know, like, the moistness of the actual noodles in it.
We've lost all listeners.
But no, this is my favorite episode that we're doing, just because I think this is now, hands down, and I know Pete would disagree with me, but this is my favorite, and I think it's the best hotel in Orlando property right now, just because of everything put together, the theming, the atmosphere, the staff that's working there, not always the clientele that's staying there, but you can only control so much. So before we get into that kit and caboodle, let's talk about Cabana Bay. It is the newest hotel at Universal Orlando. Pretty soon that won't be the case anymore. It'll be Loews Sapphire Falls, which will be the first moderate resort at Universal Orlando, which is a nice big step up. But this also holds a lot of importance because it was the first value resort at Universal.
They had a coupon day.
They did. They were like, you know what?
Like sort of a coupon day.
You know what we're not doing? We're not offering coupons. Let's start doing it, and let's build a new hotel based around coupons.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, I had a question for you just right off the bat, since you threw Sapphire Falls in the mix. Cabana Bay doesn't have Loews in front of its name. What's up with that?
They do not. And this words of wisdom comes from Pete bestowing it upon me. They don't have Loews in front of the name because it's a value hotel, and Loews is known for that deluxe name. The same way Loews isn't in front of Hard Rock Hotel because it's only managed by Loews, not owned by it. And this one is owned and managed by Loews, but they didn't put their stamp on it because of it lacks some of the amenities that you would get at any other Loews. But it's very important that Loews continues its partnership with Universal and stays in touch even on value and moderate resorts. So the fact that it doesn't say Loews in front of it, don't let that scare you for a second. Go into this with arms wide open. We all know that Creed has a very big importance to Universal Orlando because My Sacrifice was filmed in New York.
Full circle. That's what we call that, ladies and gentlemen.
But let's get back to the subject that we are talking about right now. So first value resort, what does that mean? Well, the prices are a lot cheaper drastically cheaper than the other hotels. I mean, it can get a little more expensive because there are two types of rooms that mm-hmm. you will find at Cabana Bay. You will either find family suites, which can sleep up to six, or you can get just your standard rooms that will sleep four. And we'll get back to the rooms in just a little bit, but that's why the price will fluctuate. I mean, it could start off anywhere in, you know, the $90 region, and it could jump up into $200. So there is a bit of a difference there, but overall, still a value compared to, you're looking at starting at $250 at the Royal Texas. Pacific, yeah. As we mentioned before, because that starts lower. I mean, with that, it's a nice discount on that end. What are you losing out because of it? Well, you don't have things like...
The Express Pass is the big one.
Exactly. Express Pass is the absolute big one. No valet. So a lot of... Yeah, I mean, that's some for the people who love valet, that's a big thing. They don't want to have to park their own car whenever someone can do it for them. And then other things like taking your bags to your room and having that kind of service. You don't have that. It's all self-service, basically, from the moment you step in there. So if you're okay with losing those little things, then it makes the price point worthwhile in a way. So Cabana Bay originally opened up in March. Before I get onto that, also, you lose out on the boat, the water taxi service. Mm-hmm. You only have bus service to City Walk, or you can now walk all the way from Cabana Bay to City Walk, where you have access to the theme parks. I've done this walk multiple times. I know Rhino and I did it a couple times during this experience. Mm-hmm. It is a hike.
Mm-hmm. And in the Florida heat, that's not the most pleasant experience.
No, not at all. I'll just say it flat out. I like it because I feel good after I do the walk, but it is a god-awful walk in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Especially after running around.
Really an evening thing.
It's like an evening stroll after a night at City Walk, partaking in adult beverages. Walking back to Cabana Bay could be absolutely lovely. But you do have the buses that run quite frequently. They try to even preface it with, you know, they come every 5 to 15 minutes. You never know. But I've usually stepped on a bus anytime I've been there.
You can't miss these buses either.
Yeah, no, because
they're distinctively different looking.
Oh, you're right, because we didn't even talk about the theme so far. So Cabana Bay is themed as one of the roadside motels that you would see in the late 1950s, early 1960s, specifically along the stretch of I-95 going up the coast. So they mm-hmm. got it from kind of essentially that New Jersey area all the way down to Florida to Miami, which had a very prominent, I don't know if the actual building's still standing, I'm guessing it is, but the Lowe's Hotel in Miami.
The Americana.
Yeah, which the Americana and Continental, from what I understand, look very similar to the same tower that was in Miami, but it's just got this old style feel to it. And
they really nail it, too. I grew up in South Florida. My grandparents lived in Miami Springs, and they really... nail that vibe from, wow, something is happening.
You're just trying to fix your camera and you started talking and
sorry, it had to come back to you.
No. That's why we were laughing. Not laughing.
I'm just saying my grandparents lived in Miami Springs and their house, you know, my grandfather didn't like change. So their house was based on, you know, that 50s type of style. And it was, you know, like a museum preserved like that until they passed away. And then I got really excited when I came to Cabana Bay. And it's like, whoa, there it is again, Grandma and Grandpa's. Sorry,
no, and the theming is gorgeous. Whenever it first opened up, the Universal Creative that were in charge of designing and building the place basically plotted out. And they said, well, this is what you would see in Mad Men. Just minus all the smoking. You can't smoke indoors. So that's essentially what they went into it. And obviously, beach is right mm-hmm. in the name. So that's why you have that more tropical side. Because there's a lot of elements that go into 1960s style architecture and interior design. And this is definitely, as you've mentioned before on the show, specifically the Bayliner Diner Review of that, the pool party out at in
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, it's all that there was a specific style whenever you're talking about pools and beaches. I almost said that backwards. Bulls and peaches. also not that bad, if I do say so myself.
That sounds like a wild night in Savannah, Georgia.
we'll be having one of those eventually. And no, I just cannot say enough good things about the whole style choice with this. Bright blues, oranges, whites, yellows.
Well, I think that this is interesting too. Okay, so the color schemes of that time frame were a lot more of the like avocado green, citrus orange, a lot of yellows. They took that and then put it into a lot more like acid edgy type colors for this resort, but it still keeps. They still capture it. They still nail it. And I just think it's great. Also, I was told by the staff that work there, I'm forgetting the name of it. The one side of the resort where Cabana Courtyard is.
The Cabana Bay Courtyard.
Yes. That is supposed to be themed very solidly in the 50s.
Yeah.
As then, you know, the family that owned the hotel, that's what they built on. And then the other side of it with the Lazy River was supposed to be more of like an addition that they added on for their kids, you know, to help with, and the kids expanding the hotel. So it's still 50s, but with a little bit more of an influence of the 60s on that side.
I mean, there's one perfect example that I could think of it in a real world sense, and that's the Disneyland Hotel, which we talked about during our Disneyland 7 and 7. It started off as Disneyland Hotel, but more, you know, small style, and then it just kept growing and evolving and building towers and all that. It's essentially the same thing that happened here. So let's actually get into that. So Cabana Bay opened up in March 2014, and when that opened up, you had the lobby that includes the Swizzle Lounge, one of the most unique centerpieces of a lobby that I've ever seen, which is a giant white structure surrounding a bunch of palm trees. It's really bizarre until you see it in person, and then it's like, oh, you know, that makes sense. That kind of works. And also off the lobby, you will find the Universal Studio Store. That's the one and only gift shop that you will find in there. And instead of being the same logos that they use at all the other studio stores, this actually is in the old style Universal store.
And this is the only of the four hotels that has a store like this in their main building.
Yes.
The others have more themed shops. This is straight up, you're here for your vacation at Universal Studios. Here's some Universal stuff.
That's a really good point. in the store, they have merchandise that is themed to the resort specifically. So you will find Cabana Bay Beach Resort merchandise, towels, t-shirts, mugs.
Yeah, and I think it has the most and the best hotel merchandise that they have at all the resorts there. Mm-hmm. And even that, it goes beyond just Cabana Bay. There's a gym upstairs, so we can kind of say it's a little bit off the lobby, but upstairs that is the Jack LaLanne Fitness Center. And so they even have merchandise for
you can buy Jack LaLanne DVDs in the store.
Oh yeah, no, it's great. Like I know Kevin has a Jack LaLanne hat that he loves the first time he got to go.
And that fits perfectly into this theme, you know?
Yeah, it does. It does.
It does.
Would you just take a sip out of there, Craig?
I took a sip out of my Cabana Bay souvenir mug that has the refillable RFID chip in the bottom that I could use at the Coca-Cola freestyle vending machines that you can find at Cabana Bay Beach Resort.
You don't say.
But next to the gift shop, you'll find the Starbucks, which is my favorite Starbucks of any Starbucks I've been to because they incorporated the Weeki Wachee
mermaids.
Yeah. And the mermaids they have on the walls, those are actually, they went to Weeki Wachee and they photographed.
What is Weeki Wachee?
Okay, Weeki Wachee is one of the oldest tourist attractions in Central Florida.
This is where you like go to see the mermaids, right?
Yeah,
right?
The quote unquote live mermaids. It's been there since since the 40s. I want to say the 40s. So it is, it's not the first attraction in Central Florida. I believe that went to Cypress Gardens, but Cypress Gardens isn't in existence anymore. So it's
Legoland.
Yeah, now it's Legoland. So it's the oldest attraction in Florida that still exists.
I'm going to have to say this at some point.
You should be doing that on the trip.
I was just going to say that.
I love it. I was a leaky watchy mermaid.
Oh, then you need to go.
I was for a little while. Photos 20 minutes or something. I was a leaky watchy mermaid for 20 minutes.
That's cool. I didn't know that because I thought the mermaid stuff in the Starbucks in the hotel was really cool looking.
Yeah.
Oh, no, interesting.
But they tie it, and it totally ties in because it goes back again to that period of time. Yeah. Weeki Wachee really hit its stride during the time that Cabana Bay is supposed to be in. That's when it hits peak as an attraction in Florida.
It's a nice touch.
No, it's absolutely a nice touch. And then one of the other cool little things about it, and I apologize right off the bat because this episode isn't going as structured as the other ones have been, but
I think it's because we're so excited.
Well, it's excited, and for me, it makes sense going in with the flow of the whole resort because whenever you walk in, this is how you're really going to approach it. I mean, as great as all the other hotels, it doesn't have that stunning grand look at I'm pulling in that Portofino has, but even when you pull up to this resort, you have that giant tower that says Cabana Bay Beach Resort and has the
cable and colored TVs
on it. I mean, that it really does set the bar high for whenever you're going on there. Not that glorious moment, but you pull up and then you see the classic cars they have outside. Oh no, it's just everything they do.
It's kind of like if Pop Century were good.
I think this might be like that's a great.
I like that.
Yeah,
that should be their slogan. Yeah. We're like Pop Century, but good. Yeah. Moving on with the Starbucks part, one of the coolest little aspects of it is that there's this wall full of different colored looking beans. Well, they're actually coffee beans, and they show the process of this is what it looks like whenever it was picked, and then it will be boiled and go through the entire process. So essentially it's this wall mural that looks so awkward, but it's the entire process of how coffee is completely made to get to the point where it's the beans that you know and love.
Beans?
Beans? Just another
beans. They don't allow beans in here.
Another one of those little details that is really appreciated but often overlooked. And just like,
and I didn't know that's what it was. It's in the video, but I just thought, oh, here's a cool looking wall of beans.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. No, it's even in like
a little story.
God, I am so excited about this because then you go right next door to that and you have the bathrooms. In the bathrooms, you know, they could easily just say men and women with your normal ones, but they even took the time to theme the bathrooms.
So I didn't go in the bathroom.
It's a man with his hat. I don't, a fedora type hat and a tie. The woman's wearing a dress.
Her little Donna Reed dress.
Yeah, no, they even took the time to do that. I mean, it's just, that's the main stuff in the lobby. I'll wait for the dining later, but we go upstairs, and that's whenever you're going to find stuff like the Galaxy Bowl, their 10 lane bowling alley that.
Let me just start off real quick. My impression, because this was the first time I ever went to Cabana Bay.
Oh, was it?
Cabana Bay. And I was under the impression, and I must have just been misinformed, but from the impression where, you know, we've been talking about Cabana Bay on the shows and stuff, I was expecting like four lanes. Mm-hmm. You know, a millionaire has
two thing and you come up. Yeah. Right. Like yeah.
No.
It's a full bowling. It's a legit bowling alley.
Yeah, it's like it's a bowling alley.
It's probably 50% the size of like a normal one. Like a normal one, there would be a bowling alley on the opposite end of the room too. So this is like one half of the bowling alley.
Yeah,
I feel like the size of the ones, the average size of the ones I've been to. You know, they're double sided buildings, but
no, and it's a great thing to do. I mean, obviously they say, hey, if it's raining outside, what better thing that you could do than go in and go bowling? And there's also a full service restaurant, technically the only sit down restaurant they have at Cabana Bay, even though I wouldn't really qualify it as that still, but that's there. They have a massive arcade, as any value resort should.
That's right next door.
It's the best of all the hotel arcades too. Like when he was, it's probably the closest one to like the mall arcade. Because I think it's a room. It's a pretty big size room, and it's filled. It's there's no empty sad space.
They're also celebrating it as part of the theming. You know, I know that arcades weren't around in the 50s and 60s, but when you throw in like the bowling alley and this whole concept of these things that you do.
It's got other stuff like skee ball.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not just arcade. It's not just arcade games, but it's skee ball. It's air hockey. It's, you know.
It's games of the time that the whole theme is set in, but also blends in
Transformers.
The newest and best arcade games that you can find. There's a rec center up there called Fun in the Sun Rec Center that I've only seen used once, and it wasn't for recreation.
Is that like for spin classes and stuff?
Supposed to be for a place they can take the kids up and play inside games if it rains, but then they also use it for meeting space. I believe they had auditions for Lavolt's kids up there. One of the times I was there. I kid you not. And then the other big thing, as I already mentioned up above, the Jack LaLanne Fitness Center, which is complete with an old TV just playing clips of Jack LaLanne doing his workout. I mean, people in our generation.
The jumpsuit's up there, too.
Yeah, that's up there. There's a nice bronze statue of him. Our generation best knows him for his juicer and all that jazz. But, I mean, big TV personality in the day with working out and probably the best hotel gym I've ever seen anywhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was impressed because I went in there to take some video, and I was like, and I can't consciously remember a gym from any of the other hotels. So, but it was really nice area. It's really big, really spread out. Like it, I mean, it looks like a gym of that time. Like it looks like an actual gymnasium.
Yeah, no, it's massive, and it's got changing rooms, so that way you can
get into your own jumpsuit.
Yeah, you can do your thing, even if it's on your last day. If you need that last second workout, you can go up there, you can change, and you've got all that. So can't say enough good things about Jack LaLanne. That I did mention the Swizzle Lounge, right, in the middle of the lobby.
Yeah,
okay, then that takes care of the lobby. So let's get into the bee's knees of it. That as I said, that all opened up in March 2014, and along with that was the Cabana Bay Courtyard, and this is 600 family suites in a motel style setting split up between three different buildings with three floors each. So in general, I think I said it already in the show, if I didn't I apologize, there's 1800 rooms at Cabana Bay, the largest by far of all of them, 900 standard rooms, 900 family suites, with 600 being in here and the other 300 being in the Americana and Continental Towers. So I know in the middle of this entire area is the highlight of it, the giant Cabana Bay Courtyard pool with tons of cabanas surrounding the pool, a giant diving tower that you can't actually dive off of, so don't get any ideas.
Not a real diving tower.
Yeah, but a slide that goes through, a nice water kids play area, an area set up with ping pong tables. There used to be a pool table, but they took it out because, well, they finally figured out you can't put a pool table in sand. And
I thought they just moved them out of the sand. I thought they were still there. But
I didn't see the pool table there. I might have not been looking in the right area.
I only saw foosball tables and ping pong tables.
There were two things taken out that I thought you had directly pointed at me and were like, those used to be in here and they were sinking into the sand. Yeah, so they were still there. They were moved into the walkway. So they weren't like, they were on the other side of the fence.
Well, color me forgetful.
I don't know what color that crayon is.
Yeah. One of the things I like about the courtyard pool area is it's an interesting mix between, for what I see, two different themes. Kind of like that community pool, like in the movie Sandlot, where they go to, like that, the summer pool and everyone's there. And there's also a little bit of a vibe of like a roadside stop, there's signs, like a roadside recreation area, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, you go.
No, and do you remember what I told you about it?
That it was set up to be like that, because there was an actual, like, as you go down the path around the pool, there is one of those, like, I don't know what they're called. Like it's like two metal structures with a roof over it, and then there's like a picnic table.
It's a pavilion.
It's like a picnic pavilion that, I mean, I
it's
think
got like have, a little checkered board and
that
stuff.
You'd find in any park. Where we all used to have our birthday parties. And
well, even specifically, this is what you will see, these exact same shape pavilions if you drive up 95.
Yeah,
you will.
The last time I did it, driving up home for Christmas, we had to stop to let the dog out, and I saw a whole bunch of these pavilions. I'm like, oh my God, they're the Cabana Bay ones.
It's because it's the real thing. Like, they were very precise in replicating the things of this era. It's really impressive, and it's really nostalgic. I love this resort so much.
And even over on the other side, the Lazy River Courtyard, which opened later up in the summer, it didn't end with that. The Lazy River Courtyard is completely different in every way to the Cabana Bay Courtyard. You already mentioned the time periods, but just the lush feel of it. This is like you're almost... You might be in Hawaii or something, and you have the sand beach that's spread out with all these pool chairs, and then going into the zero entry pool that is large and massive, and it has a lazy river right beside the pool.
It does. A lazy river with water cannons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hate water cannons, unless I'm the one spraying the kids in the face.
The kids like the water cannons.
I like the bar that's out there.
That is my favorite. Are we talking about this now?
Well, before we get to that, now that we've given you an idea of how awesome and massive and expansive the resort is, let's talk about the rooms itself, because I already mentioned the size of them. We're going to go back over to the Cabana Bay Courtyard and cover the family suites with the motel-style entry.
Oh, okay. That was going to be my next question. Is this the part of the hotel that has it where you like you have your own door that opens up into a hall?
Cabana Bay,
like outdoor.
The Cabana Bay Courtyard has the rooms where you enter from the outside.
So you can like park your car right in front of the door, basically, right?
Yeah, technically you could if you were on the outside-facing building.
The outer part,
I would not. I would definitely ask. Sometimes it's going to be... Yeah, you want the pool view, so it might be a little more expensive, but if you ask, you know, you never know. Sometimes they're willing to make a little magic and say, we'll upgrade you at no cost to a pool view. And but these motel-style rooms are obviously prominent in and around the Orlando area. You see it everywhere. You see it at Art of Animation, only in the Little Mermaid rooms. You see it at Pop Century. You see it at all the All-Stars, including... all the moderates too. They're all set up in that motel style over at Disney World. As much as I don't really like them over there, for some reason about this resort, doesn't bother me because they're all family suites. So you walk in, you don't walk into a bedroom. People aren't seeing you sleep there. They see your living room if they're walking past. Mm-hmm. And the living room's very comfortable. It's set up with, you've got a couch and you've got some chairs, and that's where you're going to have a TV and your little mini kitchen that includes a sink, a microwave, and a
coffee pot
and a mini fridge. Mm-hmm. So that way you can keep all your sodas.
It comes with a very minimal amount of utensils as well. There's a minimal amount of plastic plates and forks and spoons.
Yeah, you're going to want to steal that crap from Bayliner or Diner.
There's not too much of that in the room. But
yeah. So obviously the bed is a pullout.
If you mean the couch.
Yes, the couch.
I was like, no, their beds are beds.
The couch is a pullout bed, so you can sleep two there. And then if you open up the awesome privacy door that you have separating the living room and the bedroom,
and
then
it is awesome.
You will find two beds in there that can each sleep two more people. So you can get a total of six guests into this room. And Jenny Lynn, you stayed there. So why don't you? Well, you stayed in the towers, but you stayed in a family suite. So give me your full rundown on everything.
I cannot overstate how much I love this room. If I'm going to take my kids to Universal, hands down, this is where I want to take them, even over the deluxe resorts. Those family suites are amazing. It's just fun to be there, from, you know, the color to the style to the comfort. The beds are really comfortable. I didn't want to get out of mine. It was just, and when you know you're surrounded by theme parks and activities and things to do, to feel like, oh, I think I just want to stay in bed, that's really saying something. The layout is designed so intelligently. Like you said, it's nice to walk in and you walk into the living room with the kitchenette there. They even have a little bit of a counter with bar stools that are right there in the kitchenette area, which I thought was really pleasant because it gives you the opportunity to have discussions while somebody's fixing something. If that's the case, it made me feel like being at my grandma's house when there used to be a table in her kitchen, and I would sit at the table and we would talk about stuff while she was making dinner. I thought it was neat that, and I did. I stayed there with Jackie, and there were times where she was in the little kitchenette area and I was sitting at the bar and we just had great conversations. Then it's got that screen, like you mentioned, the privacy screen, which is stylized, which makes it kind of fun, that can separate the living room from the family room. And again, for families, this is fantastic. You've got a little kid, needs to go back for the nap during the middle of the day. A lot of times the mom or the dads or the whole family struggle is you have this kid that needs to take a nap, and then everyone else has to remain like statues in the room while the child is sleeping, because you can't separate yourself and you don't want to wake the kid up. Here is a great option. The kid goes to sleep in the bedroom part. You've got that privacy screen. You can sit in the living room, maybe quietly play the TV in the other half. And again, it helps to be able to, if you've got multiple people in a space, this just helps you get a little bit more room. The bathroom, the layout, again, is really intelligent for a family. It's a split bathroom layout. So you've got the shower and a sink in one segmented area that has a door you can close. Then in the middle, you've got the sink. So somebody can be getting ready, but it doesn't have to occupy the same space as the shower. And then in a totally different room with a door, you've got the toilet. So multiple people can be doing multiple bathroom things at the same time, which works really well when you're trying to get ready for a reservation or for the parks or whatever it is. I really can't overstate how much I love this room.
One of the few elements, actually really the only element that I think that Disney's Art of Animation's family suites have over Cabana, because I really do feel like Cabana Bay is superior, is the fact that Art of Animation has two bathrooms, one half bath and one full bath.
They also have a separated bedroom, like with an actual door. Actually, you know what? I
think those are two full baths, aren't they?
There are two showers at Art of
Animation. They have
a completely separate bedroom that closes with a door and a wall. This one's just a privacy screen. But
the price is also drastically higher at Art of Animation.
Art of Animation markets itself as one of the value resorts, but it's along the same price line as like a moderate.
Yeah.
And then one of the coolest aspects, I think there's two things that really set these rooms apart too, and this is for the family suites and the standard rooms, is first your old fashioned style alarm clock.
Mm-hmm. So if you analog clock on the nightstand.
And if you don't know how to tell time analogly, there we go. That's a new word.
Analogously,
blah, 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 blah. Then you better learn, because that's what you have. Or you can just like keep calling the lady that tells you what time it is.
Or just use your cell phone.
This is the 1950s and 60s. Who has a freaking cell phone? Come on, get in the theme. And then the other thing that sets it apart is the toiletries.
Oh, the toiletries get me so excited. Okay, so they have, you use Zest soap, which I know Zest soap still exists, but they brand it in the vintage branding, and that is the same with the VO5 shampoo and cream rinse. It's not conditioner, it's cream rinse. It's just so much fun. The laminate floors, everything. Yep. It's really great.
I just love the story too behind how they got the VO5 in there, because they were just going to order standard shampoos and stuff, and they were apparently talking to the distributor about like, oh yeah, we're doing this 60s themed hotel, and so we were trying to find a match. We don't think we can find anything, and apparently someone that worked there was like, well, why don't you just use the VO5? And they were completely like flabbergasted. Like they still make VO5. You can distribute it to us. And
they do. I was surprised myself. You can still buy VO5 in Walmart or whatever.
I think my mom uses it.
Yeah. But the thing that's cool about it is they use the packaging that they used back during that time.
No, and it's all perfect. And in terms of the family suites that are in the towers, it's just slightly different. The room sizes are the exact same, but the towers are all inside entry. So you know, not the motel style. It's just more like a hotel, like your Holiday Inn style hallway with rooms on each side.
Or exactly like the Art of Animation buildings.
Exactly. And while they are the exact same setup, once you get inside, you have your living room, the same exact, everything about it is identical except for one key difference. And that is in the towers, your bedroom has the giant window either looking out to I-4 or the courtyard or Dr. Phillips High School. Whereas if you're staying at the motel and you have that nice view, your living room's the one with the giant window instead of the bedroom. And for me, I want to sleep in the dark type person. I'll leave the TV on, but I want it to be completely dark other than that. And I would rather have the living room as a space with light coming in and sit out and look around. And so I much prefer staying in the motel styles. I know you have people walking past your living room, but for me, it's like you sit in that living room inside the Americana and Continental Towers. You just feel awkward. It feels like you're in a box. And then that big window is just kind of taunting you from the bedroom, which would be nice while you're sleeping to look out at the stars and all that junk that people don't really do.
Well, and I will say that. I didn't feel like I was sitting in the box in the living room, but with the window in the bedroom, it was nice to be able to look out from the bedroom over into the pool area, the lights. All the lighting was very pretty. We had a great view a little bit beyond the property, but then we didn't have an issue with light in the morning when we're waking up. We certainly didn't get up early, and the curtains that they provide are, you know, the blackout curtains. So we were good.
No, they do that. I prefer having the window in the living room because then I can sit there drinking a beer and just people watch. So
I want to say this real quickly too. The service at Cabana Bay, while it was not a deluxe resort, was still fantastic. There were a couple things that I had to go to the front desk about. There was an electrical outlet in the hallway that wasn't covered when we had arrived. And then in our room, one of the electrical outlets in our room had somehow disconnected. And I went down to the front desk to say, hey, I just thought you might want to know this. You don't want a little kid sticking their fingers in the electrical outlet. So literally within 10 minutes, somebody was up and had taken care of the electrical socket in the hallway and had fixed our situation in our room. And they all did it very pleasantly. I did not get attitude from anybody. I did not feel like I was inconveniencing anyone. It was a really pleasant experience.
In terms of service with Cabana Bay, I think right now it is running off of one very good thing, and that's it just celebrated its year anniversary of being open up.
Yeah.
The staff that is there is still extremely excited about that hotel being open.
Yeah, that comes across very clearly.
Proud. And that's why, one of the things Pete would say while we were walking down the hallways is he thought that they were putting scents in the air and all that because of how it smelled. But I don't even think it's that. I think it's just that they are taking such good care of this place because they love it that much.
So you're saying it just smells clean?
I think it absolutely smells clean. Mm-hmm. Walking around everywhere, it's a very well maintained, and everyone there that I have ever interacted with, which has been a lot of bartenders, that some of them frankly actually remember who I am, even though I don't go there that often. But we did have that experience.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, the staff there is wonderful. I can't say enough good things about them. Just to finish up on the rooms, the other 900 rooms, as I said before, are standard rooms. So that's your two beds. It's essentially just the bedroom part of the family suites. Same bathroom setup, everything, all of that. It just doesn't have the living room. I mean, it's a little bit longer, so it's not like it's just a squished in bedroom part. You have a nice amount of room in there to move around, and you have a nice little table and chair set up in there. So they're very comfortable. I've stayed in all of them.
How do they compare to like the All-Star Sports, for example?
Bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah, bigger. Right. And I mean,
a lot classier.
Yeah, that's the big thing to notice here. These value rooms, I would say they're already taken up to a point where they are a moderate room because it's just a replica of everything that's in the suites. In the suites, even though they're labeled as a value in terms of price, it's a moderate room.
Yeah.
It's absolutely 100% a moderate room. So I don't think you can go wrong. It just depends on your family's need. But if I had the choice to stay in a family suite every time, I would do family suite in the Cabana Bay Courtyard. And that is me. So off of rooms, let's talk about the dining options around here. The big one, Bayliner Diner. Not going to talk about this too long because
we just did a huge review on it.
Yeah, we did a huge review on it as part of this. We wanted to talk about some of our dining experiences. We knew that one would take a long time to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Bayliner Diner, the...
what the heck?
It's the obvious place to go get food because it is the giant food court with a massive, massive seating area, two massive seating areas that they keep one closed and one open just for convenience of keeping everything clean. And while you're sitting there eating, you're watching old time clips from the 50s and 60s, the commercials.
I love the old commercials.
Oh, yeah,
it's my favorite part.
Is
the potato chip commercial. I already said that before, though. Not repeating myself.
Kind of those animated things like, let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
I mean, I believe they even showed the clip of the hot dog jumping into the bun, too. That my favorite part in Greased.
Yeah.
So. I thought you were going to go for it, but you didn't.
As
we've talked about with Bayliner Diner, it's got the five food stations set up that have a wide variety of just food that you can get anywhere, to grill, to healthy salads and good fresh-made sandwiches, to the one and only comfort food that exists in the world, the tuna noodle casserole that, as I described, and I will always describe it, it is sex on a plate. it's never done it. On a plate, but
but if you did, it would be with the tuna noodle casserole.
If I did it on a plate, it would be the tuna noodle casserole, and it would be amazing. I can't say again. Can't say enough good things about this this whole food court atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It works for me. Everything about it. The refillable mugs that are fun and designed to. Having plenty of seating options and plenty of food options that you could go back repeated times throughout your trip and get something different every single time.
I think that's what I appreciate the most, too, about that area is that, like, unless you were staying there for quite a bit of time, I don't think you could even make your way through the whole thing.
No.
Hey, speaking of the freestyle machines, the Coke freestyle machines, are those only found at the Bayliner Diner? Or are they spread out throughout the rest of the resort?
They are. I believe they're only sold at the Bayliner Diner. However, they do have Coke machines out by both of the pools, so you can still use your cup out there.
And what about at like bars and stuff? Will they fill it up for you?
I honestly have never tried.
Okay.
Just because the two Coke freestyle machines are right beside the bars.
Right. Okay.
They're right beside the Atomic Tonic and
Hideaway.
The Hideaway. So it's not really.
I was just trying to see how it all worked.
Maybe if it was a long line, I'm sure they would fill it up for you. I can't see why they wouldn't, unless it's because they can't check to see if it's actually
valid
or not. But that is a good question. Jenny Lynn, why didn't you have the answer for that?
Because I didn't get a refillable mug when I stayed there.
Fantastic. Well, Jackie did.
But Jackie did,
Jackie did.
Yeah, and anytime I refilled it for her, we did do it at the Hideaway at Bayliner Diner, but those were the only two locations.
Yeah. Okay. Also for dining, and like we said, for a more intense and thorough review of Bayliner Diner and everything you can get there, please go back to the Bayliner Diner episode. There will be something about that in the show notes, which I'm just bringing up for the first time after four episodes that we do have show notes. So don't forget about those show notes. Disunplug.com. Look for the Blue Universal, you know, my whole spiel. I do this all the time. That's where you'll find the show notes and links to everything we talk about. But also with dining, Jay, I'll go off on the Hideaway because I know you're dying to.
It's my favorite thing in all of Cabana Bay Beach Resort. I love this. It's a pool bar, but it is so much flipping fun. Just to be there. It is near, it's on the Lazy River Courtyard side, tucked away underneath this like cement cove. And the way that they have it stylized, again, probably more than any other part of the resort, which is saying a lot. This makes me remember Miami Springs, growing up in Miami Springs in the 70s with my grandparents. And I love the style of it. There's a full bar there, but then there's a quick service area. And the menu is pretty decent for a quick service area. I try to make healthy choices in my eating choices a lot of the times, and they even had things there like pita bread with raw vegetables and hummus. So I frequently went down there just to get a little something to eat, sit there, enjoy the breeze, because you could still get the breeze from the pool area without sitting in the hot sun. It's kind of tucked away, so you don't get quite as much traffic, and just enjoyed being there, just sitting there and being there. It was the best. I would sit there. I did sit there for really long periods of time. And okay, I think I'm done. I just love this. It's called the Hideaway, appropriately named, and I'm possibly obsessed with it.
Great drinks there too.
Yeah, great drinks, because it's also the bar attached to it, and that's where one of my two bartenders of choice works. I feel terrible. I can't remember her name, but no, it's just, I love it there. That's a good thing to note too. All the bars actually have a specialty drink. So Hideaway has their own specialty, then Swizzle has their own specialty, and Atomic Tonic does, and Galaxy Bowl. The they all have roll. Different ones.
What about beer selections? Good unique
beer selection. I think this at Cabana Bay overall has the best craft beer selections.
Okay.
You'd like the PBR situation they have at the Atomic one, because they give you the PBR in the brown paper kit, bags.
No. They don't do that anymore.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, and we'll get there.
You would have liked it. Sorry, friend.
Yeah. All three bars. I don't know about up in the Galaxy Bowl. I think their selection's a little bit more limited from what I remember. But the three main bars, they have at least, I want to say, 12 to 16 beers on tap.
Nice.
With half of them being craft beers, including my favorite one that they keep on tap all the time, Cigar City High Lie. Packs a punch for the same price as a Bud Light, and you get a lot more drunk off of it, and it tastes better. So it's probably a little more expensive than a Bud Light anyways. So Hideaway, can't rave enough about Hideaway. And then moving into the lobby with bars, going to the Swizzle Lounge. This is your nighttime bar that you want to, after the end of the day, you want to sit in your lobby bar and have a cocktail. And this is really where the Mad Men feel comes in.
Yes, martini, old-fashioned.
More than any other part in the resort, this is where Mad Men really kind of sticks out.
And I feel like I would actually dress up for this one and go and sit down there. You'd probably pick up a woman, whatever you're into, you know?
No.
You could pick them up.
Stilettos and Beehive.
I'd wear them. I mean, just light up a cigarette, go hit on the first person you
see. Take your fedora, hang it on the hanger.
Oh,
Hit your wife while you're there.
It's perfect.
Not encouraging domestic violence at all.
But no, you're going to have your classier cocktails here, the martinis, the old fashions, and that's what it's perfect for. And they even have a good happy hour special, like right whenever it opens, I think from 3 to 5, that may be like $2 off beers. So keep that in mind. And then outside in the Cabana Bay courtyard area, you have the Atomic Tonic, which is very similar to the offerings at the Hideaway. It's a pool bar, but no food at this one, but fun theming, because it's playing a riff off of the old atomic age with sending chips to the moon.
If you yell flash, will everybody get down and hide under the bar?
I don't know. You should try it. And as you were referring to, one of the big staples when this first opened up was PBR. And they used to serve PBR cans in a brown insulated paper bag that said PBR on it. And it was only like $4. So the best beer deal you could actually get at the resort. And unfortunately, they ran out, and they're not doing it anymore.
Yeah,
and
the PBR won't manufacture that for them anymore, so they don't have it.
But I have at least two or three at home, and I know I gave Dustin one. So I'm happy that I still have that memento from Cabana Bay's opening up. And yeah.
People were collecting
them. It's not a paper bag?
It's like a koozie.
Oh, the picture it looks like a paper bag. That's why I was like, why are you saving like this paper?
Bag, but then there's foam insulation on the inside. It's wonderful.
That's
and
cool.
So whenever you go and you get your PBR tall boys, you can just slip them in.
That's cool.
I like it. So that covers liquid food, and the last place we really have to talk about edible food is at Galaxy Bowl, and that is the bowling alley, as we have already discussed before. With the, you can sit down at a table and they will serve you full service style. If you're bowling, you have the server. Yeah, you have the server come over with the iPad, and then it gets more personable after the first iPad order. A very simple process, though. You order on the iPad. Food starts coming, and then you get to know the server, and then you can give them verbal requests instead of electronic requests. But up there, it's bowling alley food. You got burgers, hot dogs, pizza.
Wrap. I had a wrap.
Yeah, I had a wrap too, man. It worked out good for us because we were all like not that hungry, so we just got some light snacky stuff, and then by the end of it, we had a couple pitchers of beers, which was perfect for the three of us.
I know, I got the pizza, one of the specialty pizzas, intending on only eating half of it and saving the other for later. But
when you just ate all of it?
It was good, and you just kept eating it, and I kept drinking beer. And you can't beat beer, pizza, and bowling. It all works together.
Beer.
While we're talking about activities, we didn't mention this, and I'll try to be very quick about it. We did talk about the pool area, but what I really wanted to point out was the cabanas that are available for rent around the pool area at Cabana Bay Beach, because they are pretty popular. And here's the reason. The pool areas at this resort are amazing. They can clearly be a full day experience for a family, and that is exactly what's going on. Even though you pay, I believe I talked to one family, I think they paid $100 for a day. For their cabana, which is reasonable in comparison to the other resorts. What I thought was so cute is, you remember how you talked about the pavilions in the back where that are set
like
up?
The game,
That you would see alongside I-95. Well, they have those, again, grew up in South Florida near I-95. Those types of pavilions are everywhere, and that's where everybody would go to have their birthday parties, invite all their friends, and you're at the park, blah, blah, blah. People are still doing this there. Not only were the pavilions in the back being used, being rented out, so one of them even had something going on that was catered. They were catering underneath that pavilion. But the little cabanas, the families had rented them for the day and had them decorated for birthday parties, which I thought was so adorable. They had their happy birthday banners hanging up in their own private cabana, and they had their TVs and their ceiling fan and their coolers there and everything. Everybody kind of sat around in their lounge chairs, and they were camped out for the day and having the time of their life.
Yeah, and I mean, it's easy to just walk over to the Lazy River Courtyard if you want to take advantage of the fact that they do have the Lazy River over there. One thing worth mentioning, they do in fact charge for the inner tubes, but they don't have the technology at Cabana Bay to clean the tubes, so that's why they can't offer them for free.
They don't have the facilities.
Yeah, they...
yeah, the technology is a rag.
Well, I mean, yeah, the facilities, technology. thank you. They don't have the facilities to clean the tubes, so that's why they can only sell them to you. But because they didn't build the facilities to clean them, they made it a staple that they would sell it at the exact same price as you would get at Walmart.
I want to clarify, it's a rental, right? Not you're not going to take a tube with you.
You buy it. That's why it's only $2 is because they can't clean it.
Yeah.
You purchase it. And then they do also, when they're having their pool games and their pool activities, that's frequently one of the prizes you can win when you're playing these pool activities. Oh, you win an inner tube.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah. So they're very... I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. They're trying to, you know, help with their lack of a tube cleaning facility.
Yeah, and I mean...
A tubatorium.
I almost like the idea anyways. I don't do lazy rivers. The last one I did was in Alani, and...
you can't top that.
That was a special experience to do that one there, but I've always been grossed out about the idea of sharing water with other people, so
this is
something
why we haven't done a 101 of the water park. Yeah.
Something of like actually bringing an inner tube for myself. At least I have that cleanliness that I know I've only used this, so it's cleaner. I kind of like that. They also have the dive-in movies here, right?
Mm-hmm, they do. So, like we talked about before, dive-in movies are an outdoor movie on a huge screen that they set up near the pool. You can watch whatever blockbuster hit it is of the evening from, you know, being in the pool, or they'll have an area set up with lounge chairs. You can just kind of snuggle up on a lounge chair and enjoy it.
What about the s'mores?
That's
just a second. Word of caution, The movies are really loud. So, for example, when I was up in my room and the movie was going on down in the pool because I had a pool side room, I could still hear the louder parts of the movie from indoors. So there was that little bit of a... But everyone was having a good time.
Well, with the dive-in movies, too, I want to say one of the more unique things about Cabana Bay, and I hope they're still doing it because I'm not there a lot of times for the nightly movies, but like whenever it first opened up, Blue Hawaii was the movie that was playing in the courtyard, the Elvis classic. And
Angela Lansbury's in there.
Yeah, and so I liked that they were incorporating movies from their time. The next night, they were playing Despicable Me, so it just goes right back. But
there weren't any movies like that. Yeah. When I was staying there, it was like Transformers and high-action, packed adventure films. Yeah, but
I bet every at least really loud, once but a
lots
week.
Of explosions.
Yeah, because I know during Halloween time, though, whenever I was there this past Halloween, they were showing like Frankenstein and Dracula at them too. So
that is cool.
I know they do it at least during seasonal times, so I hope they'd... I hope they do it all the time, because then also going there at Christmas, which is just a whole another show on itself, is how awesome
Christmas and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, it's incredible. But yeah, you're done watching the movie. Go have some s'mores.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them in the gift shop.
Not in the gift shop.
Sorry.
At Bayliner Diner has a section where you can buy little snacks and extra little sundries. They have a section where you can buy s'mores kits, and they're popular. They have open fire pits that they light every single night, and a lot of people, this is what they do. I mean, it's not kind of like, oh, it's there, but nobody ever does it. People do this. So yeah. you'll find families, grandparents, everybody, people out there by the fire pit playing cards and, you know, roasting marshmallows and chocolate bricks with graham crackers.
And one downside to Cabana Bay that I have to mention in terms of nighttime events is this resort is so photogenic and so alive at night with all the lighting they use and the colors and vibrancy and activities that are going on. It's a shame they still don't leave like the pool open later. I would love to be able to see the two pool areas open until midnight, 1 o'clock. I know that gets late and it can get noisy.
At least leave the bar open.
Yeah, it would really benefit by everything being open a little bit later, especially for adults. But no, there's just... Cabana Bay is just filled with so much. Even we never even talked about it. The fact that you can walk in the lobby and you're probably going to see some sort of character, whether or not it's a 50s dressed
Lucy.
Lady. Well, and then they also bring the characters from the parks. But I know randomly, it depends on who the characters they have, but they might have these three like 50s teeny boppers, you know, wearing their dresses and wearing their big sunglasses and all that. And then sometimes you'll see Lucy. Sometimes you'll see the Minions.
They also have the movie prop cars out front.
Yeah, which
the bus stop, right?
Yeah, right by the bus stop. Which, as we completely got away from the buses, they're so recognizable because they're almost set up like little buses with Woody
panels.
Panels on the side and a surfboard on top that you can't see unless you're looking down on top of it.
So that's how you come. When I was saying earlier, that's why you can't miss your bus.
You can't.
It's always fun to be walking at a city walk and you can see it like pulling in. It's just this little time capsule of a bus coming in.
It is. No, I think we've literally gone over every single aspect of this resort. If we missed anything, I apologize, but what is there to say about it? We'll start
from top to bottom. This resort just absolutely nails what it is going for in such a great way. It's a very energetic resort, so much fun, definitely designed with families in mind. So obviously, I love this resort. Prior to my last stay there, I actually thought that I was kind of more of a Royal Pacific type. I love the feel of that resort, and I felt like maybe of all the resorts that I would want to stay in, that would be the one that I would want to be in the most. But after my last day at Cabana Bay Beach, it was just such a fantastic experience that even though it's not deluxe, this would be where I would choose to stay.
Yeah. Dustin, you haven't stayed there, but just walking around, your opinions of it?
I definitely like the vibe. You know, honestly, I haven't spent really much time there at all, but I do like the vibe. I like the theming. I like the bars. I like the food court. I especially liked the bowling alley. I thought that was a completely unique item in a hotel that I have never seen before. And we talked about Royal Pacific doesn't have that much to do. This is the opposite at Cabana Bay. There is so much to do here. You could spend all day here and not do everything.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Awesome. Rhino?
Yeah, I agree with Dustin. I think it's a nice, I can see just making this the trip, for a weekend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're a local, even. Easily. Just come for, 3 or 4 days, long weekend with the kids or whatever. Or even just by yourself, just to relax, or, with somebody. It's just, there's an experience here for everybody. And it's great theming, and it's one that I really don't mind. I wouldn't mind just popping in, just like what you said, just have a bar at that lounge, or to just
have a bar,
do another,
have a drink,
have a
bar
at that lounge, just a whole bar.
One whole bar.
I have a drinking problem, and or just stepping in for a game of a
game of bowling,
a game of booting. What do you call that? A set of bowling?
I think you just call
I'm
it a game.
To go
just
bowl. Bowling.
To go bowl. So, Anyway, there's a lot of you could just step in for a couple hours and go out and you don't have to get all dolled up or anything. It's a fun experience.
I don't think I can personally add in anything that I haven't already said or everyone else hasn't said here. All I can do is reiterate the fact that I personally, maybe it's because of my style and maybe it's because I don't need things to be 100% fancy and Grand Floridian style all the time, or even Portofino Bay style all the time. I think all around, if you're coming on a vacation, it's got everything that you're looking for in a vacation. This is the type of place that you want to stay at if you're looking to have a nice relaxing time where you can bounce around between your hotel or the theme parks. And for me, that's why it makes it the best hotel in Orlando area at the theme parks and Universal Orlando. That's my opinion. Take it, leave it, but you better take it because it'll hurt my feelings if you don't. But that's where it's at. So thank you guys for all your input on this one. It was another fantastic episode, and that's going to do it for our hotel portion of this Universal Land and Sea episode. We'll be back next time to talk about Royal Caribbean's Enchantment of the Seas. But until then, thanks for watching, and remember, Cabana is universal.